Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Well, for the last two Sundays, we've been learning from the book of Philippians on the important theme of how we can stand firm in the Lord in the midst of challenges that we face. Personal challenges, financial, health, work, relationships, spiritual challenges, but also challenges that we face as a church as well. The general lack of spiritual interest in our community. Having said that, coffee morning yesterday at the food hub, we had two wonderful conversations with two ladies that just came in and were sitting at a table. And so praise God. Praise God for really good conversations. Pray that it will bear fruit in their lives. Challenges due to the size and age of the fellowship. We're an aging congregation. We've got an older building. And we're a really diverse mix of church. There's over 12 nationalities. And sometimes, you know, there could be a lot of differences of opinion. That's a good thing. But it's how we work through and deal with these things is important. This letter that we've been looking at in Philippi, they were facing real challenges, real opposition, hostility from the community that they were living in. Individuals within the church had abandoned the faith, and there was a disagreement between two members of the church, which affected the wider unity and harmony within the church. How did Paul address their challenges? How would God's word address our challenges that we face? Would it say, time to raise the white flag? Time to pull up the drawbridge? No, says God's word. No to Philippi. No to us. We stand firm in the Lord. And in this letter, we've been learning ways that we can stand firm in the Lord by loving and valuing our fellow believers. That strengthens us for our challenges that we face. Being confident that God, who had begun a good work in us, he'll complete it by living as friends of Christ, of the cross of Christ. Being one in spirit and purpose, forgiving one another, resolving disagreements in a biblical way, by rejoicing in the Lord always. Rejoicing in the Lord is a safeguard, is a protection for us. We were mentioning that breastplate earlier on. Rejoicing in the Lord is a safeguard, a strengthening for us as believers. So today we're going to conclude this letter. It's just been 3 weeks. We've been looking at the study of standing firm in the Lord. And we're going to look at, just briefly, six ways, important ways that we can stand firm in the Lord. How practical God's word is. Everything in this letter was written to address the challenges that these believers face. And everything was all important, all for that aim. And we're going to be reflecting on some really important things to bear in mind as we face challenges in our lives. We stand firm, verse 5 of chapter 4, by keeping in mind that the Lord is near. Keeping in mind that the Lord is near, that the Lord is in our midst. He's in our midst here this morning. He's with us at all times and in all circumstances. The Lord promised, he said these words, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And if we really grasp that, if our eyes are open to that, that means that we can receive his help in all the challenges that we have to face as individuals. And that was a lesson that the disciples of Jesus needed to learn on the occasion that they were on a boat with Christ crossing over the Sea of Galilee. And suddenly, unexpectedly, this great and furious storm arose so quickly. What was their immediate reaction? Was to do all they could to take control of the situation, but it was beyond their powers. And then they remembered that the Lord is in the boat with them. The Lord was near. Well, he was sleeping. He was undisturbed by what was going on. And they woke him up saying, don't you care that we drown? And with one word, he rebuked the storm, and instantaneously, all was clear. The Lord in our midst. How important that we know that he is near to us. He can calm the storm, or he can mightily strengthen us to face that storm. And that, both options, doesn't always remove the storm. Sometimes he'll mightily strengthen us to face it, or he can remove that storm. But there's another sense of the Lord being near. That is that awareness that the Lord is soon coming back to take his people to be with him forever, to make all things new, to establish his perfect kingdom on the earth. Keeping that thought in mind, the certain hope that we have as believers enables us to stand firm in life's troubles. The Lord is near. He's with us always. the Lord is soon coming back for us. So those Philippian believers facing persecution, people leaving the fellowship, opposition, just that awareness, the Lord is near. The Lord is soon returning. Secondly, we stand firm by learning to deal with anxiety, which robs us of our joy, of our hope, of our strength and peace as believers. It's easier said than done to deal with anxiety if you're prone to anxiety. Emotions are so powerful. And we can get into a pattern, a mindset, a rut of being overwhelmed by fear and anxiety whenever difficulties arise. What is Paul's remedy here? Paul's remedy is for us to establish a new habit, a new pattern in our life. And he says, don't be anxious about anything, but instead in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So what is Paul saying to us here? He's saying that we can overcome anxiety by immediately presenting our concerns to the Lord. Something like the disciples in that storm that we can fail to do. Or Peter, when he tried to walk on the lake and he heard the waves and the billows, we can be overcome so easily. We need to present our concerns to the Lord. And we need to remember that he's near with us. He's with us, regardless of what our feelings say. He says, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. So we're to stand on that promise. And then we're to remind ourselves as we pray of all he has done for us, all the ways that he has previously helped us. How quickly we forget in the heat of the moment all that the Lord has done for us. He is near us. We can present our concerns to him. And if we respond that way, God's word assures us that we will experience God's wonderful, supernatural peace, enabling us to stand firm in our challenges. What a wonderful prescription God gives his people to us in life's challenges. When we're encountered by circumstances that awaken anxiety or fear, we can bring it to the Lord. He's with us. And we can experience his peace, wonderful peace in our hearts. Thirdly, we stand firm in our challenges by thinking about the right things. Thinking about the right things. Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man or woman thinks in their heart, so are you, so is he, so is she. If we think anxious thoughts, we will be anxious. If we think bitter thoughts, we're likely to be angry, are we? If we're critical in our thinking, we're likely to be to condemn. If we think that we're a failure, we will never achieve anything. Well, surprise, surprise, it's likely to be the case, isn't it? We will not think it's worth trying anything. If you think it's going to end in failure, well, what's the point? How important that we think about the right things. And Paul tells us what we should fill our minds with. Think about whatever is true, whatever is noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. And if we do, we will be shaped in a positive way, a pure way, a beautiful way by what we are thinking about. And when challenges come along, we will be in a better state of mind and heart, won't we, to face the challenge. If our minds are being transformed and our hearts are, and our attitudes, our way of thinking and seeing and responding is being changed through God's word changing us. So thirdly, we stand firm in our challenges by thinking about the right things. Fourthly, we stand firm by putting into practice what we hear, what we see, what we learn from God's word, what we see displayed perfectly in Christ. What we see at a lesser level in other believers. There's a real benefit in reading diaries, spiritual diaries. This week I was over visiting my brother and I picked up a diary that he had of this minister from Dingwall, and covering maybe about from the age of 16, kept a diary all the way up till the end of his ministry, 60s, 70s. And how enriching it is, to challenging as well, but enriching to read the diaries of believers. Putting it into practice is so important. Putting into practice a pattern of praying instead of a pattern of worrying. A pattern of meditating and memorizing God's word. A pattern of healthy thinking. A pattern of attending church. A pattern of attending the prayer meeting, the powerhouse in the church. A pattern of fellowshipping with other believers. A pattern of serving. And as we do these things, and this is our pattern of life, that strengthens us. When we face the challenges, we're in a pattern. We're a pattern. We go along to the prayer meeting as normal, and we're strengthened. We go to the fellowship meeting. And I remember, I've probably said this before, when I was laid off from my first job. I didn't like that job. I was looking for another job, but nobody likes to be laid off and to tell other people I'd lost my job. And I decided, it was on the Wednesday, I was not going to go to the prayer meeting that night, the fellowship group. I didn't want to spill it all out and tell them that I'd lost my job. Would you? Maybe not. Maybe you would. I don't know. But I got a phone call. I got a phone call from the home group, live from the home group. You're not here tonight. Are you okay? And I said, well, I haven't had a good day and blah, blah, blah. Come along and we'll pray for you. And I went along and I was so glad that I went. Pattern. If you wait until the crisis to start a pattern, it's not really going to happen, is it? Getting into a good pattern is so important in our life. Fifthly, we stand firm by learning to be content whatever the circumstances. It was an attitude that Paul acquired over time. He said, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned The secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And it's only God that can give us the grace and the strength and the power to acquire that contentment, which enables us to stand firm. So we're to seek God for that. And yes, it's okay to pray that God would remove us from that difficult situation or that experience that's impoverishing you in some way. But it may be that the Lord wants you to go through that so that you can experience his peace and contentment in that challenging situation, in that emptiness, in that loss that you are going through, that he gives you that ability to be content and quiet and at peace in that difficult situation. So we stand firm by learning to be content, whatever the circumstances. There was a well-known Christian writer, Matthew Henry, wrote commentary on the Bible. Cordula, my wife, had picked up this book recently, and he's written on the theme of meekness. Meekness, being quiet before God in all circumstances. She bought a few copies of that book. If you're interested, speak to her. Just a small book, How to Be Content, How to Be Meek in Difficult, Challenging Circumstances, Difficult Employers, People at Work, how to be content, whatever the circumstances. And then lastly, we stand firm through the support of fellow believers. The church at Philippi had supported Paul financially in his missionary travels. And in this recent imprisonment in Rome, the Philippians sent a member of the church to provide support and love and concern and also financial help. And Paul was greatly strengthened through that support. He says, verse 14, "It was good of you to support in my troubles." And it's good for us personally when the church family support us in our troubles. I'm sure you would testify to that. It's a good thing when the church family supports us in our troubles. I want to turn it around the other way. It's good for the church. It's good for the church when we do that. Our support is a beautiful act to God. And in supporting God's family and service and servants as God leads us, we will not be impoverished. Says Paul, "God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." And we often just latch on to that last bit, that verse, "God will supply all my needs." But here the context is that they're giving. They're giving out of perhaps a need. I don't know what the circumstances were. They were giving, and because they were giving and meeting the needs of their brothers and sisters, God would meet their needs. God would meet their needs. God would be pleased by their giving, by their generosity, and meeting their needs. And God would provide for them. God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So we stand firm in life's challenges through the support of fellow believers. And that support is from the Lord, isn't it? It's a way that he provides for us. He can do it in other ways, independent of God's people. But he uses his people to strengthen us and support us. So as we face challenges in 2026, God's word has revealed important counsel on how we stand firm by loving and valuing fellow believers, by having that confidence that God's word gives us, that God will complete his good work that he's begun in us, by living as friends of the cross, learning how to resolve disagreements God's way, being one in spirit and heart and purpose, rejoicing in the Lord always, learning how to deal with anxiety and fear, keeping in mind the Lord is near, he's coming near, is near, thinking about the right things, putting into practice what we see and learn in God's word, learning to be content in all circumstances, and through the support of fellow believers. What a practical letter this is. Paul wrote from his prison cell. Everything, this was inspired. This is God was impressing upon him the things that he was to write. And it's to us, and it's a prescription for us in life. When we face challenging circumstances, how we can stand firm in the Lord. Praise God for his word to us. Praise God for his presence with us in our lives. Every 24/7, the Lord is near, the Lord is with us.